Welcome to Season 5 of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast with Adina, Brian, Chris, and Steve, the biggest sci-fi podcast in the galaxy. The adventure is just beginning here at the Big Sci-Fi Podcast, and we invite you to come aboard the Starship Tangent. We know you'll enjoy the conversation, the laughter, the banter back and forth, and most of all, friends who love hanging out to talk about all things science fiction. Set your phasers to fun. Here we go. Greetings to all of our loyal listeners. We are so very grateful for the support you have shown us over the last 2 years. It was just over 2 years ago that this merry band of sci-fi fans embarked on a journey together that has taken us farther and created more friendships and connections than we ever dreamed possible. The four of us had this crazy idea for a podcast that would cover the span of the science fiction world. We were brought together because of our love for Star Trek and for our love of writing about Trek. When that voyage ended, we decided to volunteer for another mission together, and we've never looked back. We just keep voyaging and finding new movies and television shows and books and topics to discuss. Our fun has never subsided, and our friendship has grown stronger. I can personally say that I consider my co-hosts to be some of my best friends. People throughout the galaxy, I declare to you that this is our 100th episode of the Sci-Fi Podcast. I tried to do my best Steve Merkin. Big Sci-Fi Podcast.
Big Sci-Fi Podcast, yeah.
Okay, Hulk Hogan, calm down there. With that being said, it's my privilege to introduce three people that are good friends, compadres in podcasting from the great state of Maryland, Adina Mignona.
Hey, everybody. I can't believe 100. That's 100. Right? 100.
I remember our first episode, Adina. I butchered your last name. I feel confident now. I can grow, too. Somebody call my wife. I can grow. Okay. And from Toronto, Canada, Christian Fox.
Hey, everybody. And what's wild to me about 100 is that if we can do 100, I mean, we basically means we can keep going. Like, I've heard that if you get to 100, it means you're solid and we can potentially get to 600 one day.
Oh, my goodness.
Be even more wild.
Shooting for the stars as usual, Mr. Chris Fox. Glad you're with us today. And from sunny Los Angeles, though we won't hold that against him, the sunny part, that is, because he can't control that. That's in California. I think Los Angeles is in California. Stephen Merkin, how you doing, friend?
I am so happy. I am so happy that we came together and are doing this and having so much fun doing it. People do not know the joy that happens before the broadcast and after the broadcast, yes, and then everything in between. So there you are.
Thank you, sir. My name is Brian Donahue. I'm from Ohio. And once again, in case you forgot in the last 2 minutes, this is the 100th episode of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast. Okay, guys, let's talk about some of our favorite moments, our guests, episodes from the past 2 years, if we can remember, because for me, that's getting harder and harder now that I'm over 40. We are, for the sake of time, though, going to have to at least have somewhat of a curated and guided discussion. Otherwise, we could go on forever because we've had so many guests, which I'll list in just a moment.
Oh, my goodness.
But these podcast notes may become completely irrelevant, however, as we start actually getting into our conversation. So let's do this, okay? Just to kind of kick us off, guys, 100th episode, 2+ years. Describe briefly what the past 2 years have meant to you being a part of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast. And let's let the engineer go first. Let's let Adina go first.
Wow. Well, looking back, and I think when we first started, I used to tell this story a lot where in the 4 to 6 months or several months prior to when we started, I had been a guest on other people's podcasts, mostly to promote my first book. And inevitably, they would always ask, oh, are you going to podcast? And my reaction was like, no. Yeah, it really, like, I just, because I know how much work it is, and we do put in a lot of work. But when I was thinking about it at that, you know, when they asked me, it was kind of like a, will you on your own do a podcast? And so, yeah, it was a big no. But then when we found each other to do this and things clicked. So if you had at asked me, like, right before we started doing it, would you do this? I was like, I didn't imagine it. So to go like from no to yeah, to, oh my God, this is like some of the most fun stuff I do every single week has been just amazing. And I love you guys. I am so grateful that we found each other and we've been doing this and we're still having fun doing it.
Right.
There you have it.
Can I quote you, Adina?
What's that?
Which part? Always, but which part?
You like to say.
I do like to. I like to type that.
That was totally involuntary. I had no control over that last all, ladies and gentlemen. I saw Steve do it, and it was like a yawn. I had to do it too. Steve, how about you, sir?
Simply put, I have three unbelievably great friends. Growing up in L.A., loving sci-fi since I was old enough to turn on the TV, to have been able to share my long history in this genre with three equally intense fans, it's been a great pleasure. And I look forward to every Wednesday. I look forward to discussing TV shows, a movie, a book. And then I look back at all the people we have interviewed. I mean, it's amazing. And you're going to mention those names. And I hope everybody is completely blown away by the number of people we've interviewed and the length and breadth of them. And all I can say is, I'm going to quote Bob Cratchit. I am a lucky man.
Beautiful.
Aww, there we go. But I just want to clarify just for our listeners, because our episodes drop on Friday. But Steve, you mentioned looking forward to Wednesdays, and I might have mentioned that too. For our listeners to know, we record on Wednesdays.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Just so people know, we record ahead of time on Wednesdays.
Yeah,
weeks ahead of time on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Christian, how about you, sir?
I feel the same way. It's just like, what a cool thing to be essentially hanging out with your best friends and being able to talk about sci-fi. And the fact that anytime I watch a sci-fi show or a Trek episode and I like have a thought, I'm like, you know what? I can tell the podcast crew this and they'll actually appreciate it. And it's like a guarantee. The fact we do it every Wednesday, it's like no matter what's going on in the week, no matter how tough or how stressful things get, it's like that 2 hours that we have together are just some of the most fun, relaxing, and just I always feel good at the end of it. Like the week is always better when we've recorded, which has been pretty much every week now.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yep. That's amazing. Go ahead, Steve.
I was going to say, and the most amazing thing with people may or may not was we recorded for almost a year and a half before we physically met each other last May at Trek Long Island. And the thing of it was, is that when we met each other, it wasn't a surprise. It wasn't like, we've seen each other. We've spoken to each other. We've shared our good days, our bad days.
Mm-hmm.
And that made that meeting completely natural. So, yeah.
Totally did. That was an incredible experience. And we get to do it again here at the end of May, May 31st through June 2nd in Trek, Long Island again. We're going to be there with some other podcasting friends and other people that we've interviewed and met online that we're looking forward to meeting in person.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness, it's going to be a great time. And you're right, Steve. That was, to me, last May, something that I was like, man, these guys really are my friends because we never met in person. But when we did meet, it was just natural. Like there was that momentary thrill of seeing you guys. But then 5 minutes into it, it's like, I hang out with these people every week anyways, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was awesome. And so for me, it's been quite a ride. As you know, you guys know I've got another podcast too. So I'm quite busy editing and recording throughout the week, but I think Chris said it beautifully. Like, this is always something I look forward to. And when we don't have it together, and even when one of us isn't here, it's not quite the same. It's still great, you know, but it's better than nothing, of course. But I just, when we're all together and we have just a fun time and we're laughing, it does kind of feel like we get to escape into this world. This sci-fi galaxy where four friends just get to talk about something we love and shut out the world for a little bit. Sometimes, though, we don't. Sometimes we bring our lives into the podcast, too, which I think is great. And hopefully our listeners learn about us and feel like they know us, like they're one of the crew. That's what we said, mm-hmm. right? Remember pitching that originally, guys, mm-hmm. to each other? Like, hey, we want this to feel like we are in our living room, one of our living rooms, sitting on couches, talking about science fiction. Like, people should be able to imagine us with our coffee, our tea, maybe a glass of mm-hmm. wine, whatever, and just chit-chatting. And like, they're a part of it. Like, they're in our living room with us. And I think we're achieving that. That's what I hear from folks I know that listen to the podcast, that they feel like we're real friends and like they're a part of the conversation.
Well put. Thank you.
So,
aww.
Oh, see, totally involuntary. Every time, Steve's got a magic power we just discovered over magic my body. Steve,
that's what we call him.
Pavlovian's aww.
It's contagious.
I did it again. God, gee willikers. Did you ever think, we better move on before he does it again. Did you ever think we would be 100 episodes into this and still going strong? I'm going to answer first. I always dream big. And I love to start things. I'm a pastor. I'm a church planner, which means I start. I've been a part of several new churches starting. I love starting things, guys. Even coloring pages, I love to start. Emphasis on start.
Right.
And so, there are obviously things in my life that have continued that I've started. But I am just so gratified and thankful that we're 100 episodes, because it would have been easy after the first season to say, it's not like a million followers are listening, so let's just go ahead and not waste our time. But we were having so much fun, and mm-hmm. we did have people tell us they thought we had a great podcast and we should keep going, and we did. And so to be back here 100 episodes in, going strong, no thoughts of quitting, and just riding this ride as long as we can is pretty cool to me.
Yeah, I think a few episodes in, I definitely saw that we weren't going to be ending anytime soon. It was mm-hmm. obvious to me. Yeah. I didn't think of it from a numbers point of view, but more just it's the same right now, is mm-hmm. I predict that, except for our known breaks, mm-hmm. we are continuing this indefinitely. And I felt like that since very, very, very early on. So yes, I'd say absolutely. I saw that we were going to get to 100 episodes. I see we'll get to 200 and 500, and who knows what's beyond that.
Hmm. How about you, Chris?
It's the same thing where when, we were talking about doing the podcast, it's like, okay, let's see how this works. But then within two or three episodes, I felt like, yeah, we're able to get to 100 episodes. Mm-hmm. I just didn't realize we'd be there right now. I'm like, wait, we're already at 100 episodes? You're sure it's not like 65?
Right, right.
But it's just because, like, has it already been, what, 2.5 years now?
Yeah. Which just is, over two.
Just over
2 years and 2 months.
Which is wild to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll say that, I think back when we first started and we were just getting our feet wet. And there were times I thought, what are we going to talk about next week? And we found something to talk about mm-hmm. next week. And then we found something else to talk about next week. And then we interviewed someone, and that led to something else. And I look back at our list of movies and TV shows and people we've interviewed, and it's just seemed like this is so natural because we all have something to share. So 100 episodes, I never thought I put a number on it or thought where we would be, but I wrote, as for going strong, we haven't even broken a sweat yet, kids.
Right.
We're still going. So I say, bring on episode number 200 and number 300 mm-hmm. and 400 definitely. And 500 until we say, let's do another one.
Right.
here. There's so much inside. I mean, and that's the nice thing that we're very broad science fiction, because there's so much to talk about.
It's
there's
limitless.
People to talk to. There's literature. There's movies. There's TV shows. There's old stuff. There's new stuff. There's everything.
Yeah.
And I'm going to share with you guys. I don't know if I've ever said this to you guys. I was not excited about doing something other than Star Trek when we first started. Ooh. Have I ever shared that with you guys?
No.
I don't think so.
I was content to just do Star Trek, because in a way, Star Trek is limitless because they just keep making stuff. Now, mm-hmm. if they stop making stuff, then that becomes maybe a few There's years be an issue. But
more stuff. They're going to make more right. stuff.
It's incredible. Yeah. But as I was like, well, I really like these guys. We'll give it a shot. And, you know, if it lasts 5 episodes, 10 episodes, we'll have fun and we'll see, you know. But I knew early on that we had something special when my sister-in-law Miriam and her husband Wade and their adult daughter Josephine listened to the first episode over dinner. They just said, hey, let's listen to, and I think we talked about Star Trek Generations.
Oh, that was our first,
if I'm not mistaken. Somebody look that up.
I'll look it up.
But anyways, I asked her what she thought, and she literally went, oh my God, we love it. Oh, it's fantastic. That's awesome. It's wow. really good, Brian. Oh, we love Adina. We love Steve. We love Chris. But they were like, and they started listening to it originally. That was their dinner plan every Friday or whenever they chose, you know, maybe it wasn't Friday, but whenever a new episode would come out, they would always say, hey, we turned it on while we're eating dinner. And I thought, man, what a beautiful thing. That's and, cool. you know, they're family, but family are the harshest critics. And they happen to be sci-fi fans and love just about everything. They're very eclectic and diverse in their tastes. And but I kept hearing that as we got on. New people that would listen to it that I knew that I would have contact with here, mostly in Ohio, would say it's like – you guys haven't met each other? Like, people have been baffled by you. You seriously? How can Steve be in Los Angeles and Chris in Toronto and Adina in Maryland, you in Ohio? What in the world? How'd you guys meet? And so it's just been fun, guys. It's just been fun. And so, speaking of guests,
here comes the list, kids.
Because we could be mushy all night long.
We're going to keep being mushy. Come on, let's not kid ourselves.
Before you go ahead, Steve.
Let me know when you start, because I'm going to hit a stopwatch, and I want to see how long it's going to take you to say all the names of all the people we have interviewed.
Fantastic.
So far.
Okay,
so
whenever you're ready,
all right, two folks.
The word you need to listen for, Steve, is appearance. In order of appearance.
Okay.
That's when you hit the watch, okay?
I will do that.
Speaking of special guests, we've had a lot of fantastic guests on the show over the last 2 years. In order of appearance, Tommy Kraft, Jackie Naiman, Doug Drexler, Michael Moore, John Billingsley, Frank Mignogna, David almost screwed that up. Oh my gosh. Frank Mignogna, David Gerald, Larry Nemeshek, David Livingston, Doug Drexler again, Rick Mistracchio, Jamie Anderson, JD Cullum, Laura Banks, Michael and Denise Okuda, Stephanie Gangone, Michelle Hurd, Bruce Horak, Margot Rose, Matt Kaplan, John Billingsley again with Jonathan Del Arco and Natalie Castellanos. That was around the strike time. And that was a fantastic episode. John Scalzi, Dayton Ward, and Keith R.A. DeCandido, Robin Curtis. Armin Shimmerman, Jeffrey Morris, Phyllis Strong, Christopher D. Abbott, Issa Briones, she was fun, David Mack, Davey Perez, and Rick Mistracchio again, and he's always fun.
Oh, he's always fun.
So
1:07.
Okay.
1 minute to say all those names.
Fantastic. Did you guys... Come on, originally we never thought we'd get to talk to Mike and Denise Okuda.
No, I mean this is one of those things where it's like, if I could talk to like younger me, and I'm like, hey, by the way, you know what those people used to watch when you'd watch all the special features like of the Trek movies?
Yeah,
you're gonna meet them one day, and you're gonna actually interview them on a podcast that people like. It's like, what? This is the coolest thing ever.
My dad, has been listening off and on, at least. And especially when I tell him we're having a special guest or talking about a particular movie, that I know he likes. I'll let him know. Hey, make sure you listen this week for sure. But the special guest that got the biggest, oh man, I'm jealous, was Armin Shimerman. Because for him, Quark is the all-time greatest Star Trek character. He's always loved Quark, loved every Ferengi episode of Deep Space Nine. So anyways, guys, speaking of special guests again, who has been your favorite? And I'm going to give, because Adina's here, guys, I'm going to give us two special guests and why. And I guess if you don't ramble on too long, I might let you do a third special mention if you have. Okay.
How does one choose?
Well, it's called choosing two only, because that's the rule. I don't know. Okay. So you guys choice. Have the list here. Hopefully you thought about it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's let Steve go first, okay?
Okay. This is what I wrote. Two. Are you kidding?
Yes. Exactly. Exactly.
So many have been a true luck to interview. But if it has to be two, number one is Rick Mastracchio. Did I say that right?
Mastracchio.
And I wrote, he was a freaking astronaut that went to the ISS four times,
nice.
Flew on three shuttle missions, and learned Russian to fly on the Soyuz. Nine spacewalks. It would be like talking to Sandy Koufax and asking him how he throws a curveball. But number two, but not number two in line, number one in my heart is Michelle Hurd.
Oh.
You look up the word smile in the dictionary, and her photo is right next to it. Plus, she got to speak with my lovely wife, Elaine, and that was so great.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
And then when I got to meet her in person at Star Trek Day at the Paramount Studios back on September the 8th of last year, we were all done talking. She leaned over and gave me a big hug. I mean, what a special person and lucky. But I will say one thing. When you mentioned earlier about Mike and Denise Sakuda, they're a perfect example of, I didn't hound them. I asked them repeatedly if we could interview them. There was always a no. Finally, they said yes. They came on the show. We could kind of see their body language was a little like, who are these people? Why am I doing that? And when it was all said and done afterwards, I got a message from Denise saying how much fun she and Mike had. And I think that's the thing that we bring to all our interviews. Fun, and we give a hoot and a holler who they are as well.
Right, right. Christian, how about you?
Yeah, so this was really tough, but I think number one for me, Armin Shimerman, just because it's Quark. It's like, this is a guy I grew up watching. Like, if I'm watching DS9, obviously I love everybody. But for me, it's always about, comes down to Quark and Odo. So being able to talk to Armin Shimerman was amazing. Armin was amazing. And then number two is Michelle Hurd, for the same reason that Steve was mentioning. She was just so friendly. And it was like, I don't know. I've never felt, like, I always feel good when we talk to a guest. But there was something about her that just made you feel really good. Like, she was a feel-good guest. And she was just so friendly and seemed really genuine. And I remember not actually talking to her at the convention the year before, but I saw her calming down a fan. I think there was a fan that was having a rough time. And she was, like, sitting with this fan and, like, helping them out. And she just really is a genuine person. Yeah. So, yeah, a solid number two.
Yeah.
I think have a special interview mention. Was more fun for – was. Like, she was more fun than Armin, but Armin, just because it's like, I can't believe we're actually interviewing him. Yeah. And special mention, this is where it gets very dicey, because Davy Prez was phenomenal. Yeah. Love talking to him. But Doug Drexler is just so much fun talking to. I love just his attitude. So I'd probably say Doug Drexler.
Okay, great.
Well, I didn't give you my honorable mention.
Oh, yeah, you did. Mike and Denise, I thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's right.
You can, if
yes,
you got right. someone else, go ahead.
I was just going to say, no, that was about just getting them. But actually, that is, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. Cool. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Adina.
Oh, my God. You're asking to, you know, I don't do well. Anyone who's listened to me try to choose a favorite, I don't do well with favorites. It's hard. And I'm going to say every single person that we spoke with was such a treat. Single one. I'm looking at this list of names and I'm like, oh, but talking to him was so awesome. Oh, talking to her was so awesome. You're like, every single one was unique, and we there's such a range of people, you know, people on screen, people behind screen, literary folks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the only one, and if he is listening to it, the only one who for me is less special is Rick, and that's only because I can talk to him every day.
Every day, right?
He's not on your list.
He's okay. Not, no, but I okay. But honestly, I love talking to Rick, and whenever.
Oh yeah.
We, you know, I talk to him almost every day. There's some meeting or something, and I do enjoy being around him because he's got a great, you know, attitude. Mm-hmm. Just, I love being around him. He's awesome. Mm-hmm. But I think, so if I have to narrow it down to two, I'm going to go with the two that are currently most impacting my writing life right now.
Okay.
And you think that would mean John Scalzi, because he is my right now favorite contemporary living science fiction author, and being able to meet him was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But the two that had the most impact in my writing life in this last year, one, Margot Rose.
Mm,
okay.
The reason for that is The Inner Light, you know, so she played Aileen in... You know, Picard's wife character in The Inner Light in the Star Trek Next Generation episode, which I count amongst my favorite Next Gen episodes, but generally not for what other people like, you know, everyone loves the relationship between her and Picard. And yeah, that's great. But there's other reasons why I really am drawn to that episode. And I've had in the back of my mind for a really long time that I wanted to write tie-in fiction related to that episode.
Right.
And the week after that we interviewed her, I just was so motivated that I did reach out to various folks that got me in touch with the right folks that allowed me to pitch a story based on that episode, which is going to be coming out in Star Trek Explorers later this year.
Yes.
Wonderful.
I'm excited about that.
Talking to her kind of just solidified my motivation to go for it. And I went for it and good things happened. So she has to be like
very cool,
one top. And then the other one is Bruce Horak.
Yeah.
Impacting my writing life. He's so cool. He's such a interesting dude. He plays a Starfleet engineer, an awesome Starfleet engineer. And I have a very huge soft spot for, Starfleet engineers. But then when it came time to think about audio narration for my recent book, Lunar Logic, originally my path was to, there are services where you can ask people to audition and choose. And that's how I found the narrator for my, for Crazy Foolish Robots. And I love her, Zura Johnson. She's wonderful. I love her for that. But for Lunar Logic, I needed someone new. And I had this thought, it would be kind of cool if, you know, someone that I knew in the Star Trek universe would be willing to do this. And I thought through the people, especially people we've talked to and the people that I've had, you know, that I've had communicated with, and like, not only who would I feel comfortable asking, but who would actually be good for this book. And Bruce was the first one on that list. I reached out and he agreed. And as of right now, last night, I was listening to I'm in the listening to kind of sound check, you know, quality check the chapters. Mm-hmm. It is coming out so awesome. I'm like, I'm not an emotional person, but I'm practically in tears over this when I'm listening to it.
I got a special sneak peek. Let me tell you, guys, it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be fantastic.
So the fact that we made that connection, and we originally met him at Trek Long Island last year. Mm-hmm. The fact that we made that connection, it turned into a wonderful podcast interview, and then it led to this. So that again, that's why that's got to be. But I don't want to not say anyone else, because everyone else is amazing too. And I love all these people, and it was so wonderful to talk to them in this forum.
Right. What about a special mention now too?
I want to special mention everybody.
Right.
I want to special mention everybody.
Because they're all.
I mean, John Billingsley's a hoot. Time and time again. He's been great. God, Robin Curtis, she was lovely. Of course, Michelle is amazing. The Okudas were awesome. And I got to sit and talk to Denise a lot on the recent Star Trek cruise. I love her. She's great. But even it was just so interesting for folks just to really learn what happens off screen when we talk to Michael Moore and David Livingstone and, you know, folks. It's just.
David Livingstone was a treat.
Okay. What should I write down?
He's a name that I see all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, we talked to him.
Yeah, really.
Asterisks, as in like, you know, an asterisk, which, you know, when you search, an asterisk means like anything.
Right. All right. So I'm just going to leave that blank. So you guys might be a little surprised by some of my selections.
Please.
But I'm going to say Doug Drexler.
Because he
was our first behind the scenes, actual hands-on Star Trek, impacted it. He had story after story. It felt like for the first time, because we had interviewed Tommy Kraft, who'd made that film.
Star Trek Horizon.
Star Trek Horizon.
So well done.
Great independent fan-made Star Trek film. He was a lot of fun. And then we had Jackie Naiman on next, who was a part of Thanos, The Hands of Fate. Her father made that movie.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
She's just continued that legacy. She was great. Yeah. But then we had Doug Drexler on from our beloved Trek, and it just felt like real inside information and real behind the scenes. We weren't watching it on a DVD, like Chris said. We were hearing it, and he treated us like he had known us forever and like we were professional podcasters, which we weren't at that point in time at all. Mm-hmm. We were pretty rough around the edges, but just a lot of fun. And it just was phenomenal that he spent so much time. I think, was that a two-part episode, I think?
Yes.
And
He's the guy.
I was just going to say, my mother-in-law listened to that. We were driving back from somewhere, and her and my father-in-law were in the car with my family. Of course, my family was like, oh, we got to listen to this, you know. But my mother, no, I want to hear it. And she was fascinated with Doug. Mm-hmm. Doug, it was a great interview. So you had something you're gonna.
I was gonna say, interject. Doug's the guy. So nice. We interviewed him twice,
right?
And we did that with Rick as well.
Yeah.
So it means something special when we bring somebody back for another episode, and we have more to share, more to learn.
Yeah. And he probably put in a good word with the Okudas. We gather because before the Okudas came on our show, they were having dinner with Doug Drexler and several other people from behind the scenes Trek stuff. So Doug Drexler, I just say that was the first time I felt like, man, we really have an insider here. This is pretty exciting. My second favorite is, hey.
I know what's coming.
Hey. Yep. Robin Curtis. He was just a lot of fun. And, you know, I grew up loving Star Trek 3, Star Trek 4, all the original Star Trek movies. But to me, it was just so nostalgic. It was just so beautiful to have her on the show. She is a lovely person, so interesting. And she is passionate about her time in Trek.
Yeah.
And she's just so gracious.
Yep.
And it was, I just remember going, oh my gosh, she would have been on my wish list. If we made up a list when we first started this podcast, Robin Curtis would have been maybe even in my top five, at least top 10 of guests I would have loved to have interviewed. So,
and just think, we met her last year at Trek Long Island and she treated us like we were old friends. So when she came on the show, we were already old friends.
Right.
Yeah. And when I met her in Vegas, she was like, so nice. She helped me pick out which I was like, I can't decide what photo do I want. And she was just friendly because she was just chatting with me. It wasn't even like, okay, here's your thing.
Hurry along.
Get out of here. But she's like packing stuff up and she was chit chatting for a bit. It was just like, this is so cool. Really down to earth.
Robin Curtis is someone who does the convention tour well. Like, she is great with fans. It's so natural and natural for her. And a lot of the actors and behind the scenes folks are, But she just has a passion behind it too that just, I think fans have a special place in their heart for her. So my special mention is actually an episode I had to miss out on. You know, I can't remember if I was traveling or something. Guys, I loved your interview with Christopher Abbott.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot that you missed that one.
I loved editing. It's always a treat for me, actually, when occasionally I do miss. Yeah, because then I get to hear and edit it for the first time. It's so fresh to me. And so it's just I thought that was one of our most delightful episodes in all five seasons so far. Is Christopher Abbott's. And then I have an extra special mention because, hey, I'm guys.
If I can do it, so can you.
Right. J.D. Colum was fantastic.
He was amazing.
He was a really great guest. And I'm going to go back and listen to that episode again. I've been meaning to, but I remember being done with J.D. and hearing about his time on set in The Next Generation playing the Duras sisters' younger brother trying to take over the Klingon Empire. He was fascinating because he talked about stage, he talked about music, and he really opened up about his life. And I loved that episode too.
And I remember when I first approached him to come on the show, he was like, you know, like, I was just in one episode or one two-part episode. You know, you guys really want to talk to me? And I was like, yes, absolutely. And yes, that was a great, because I told him that we might want to spend 10-20% talking about that and then just talk about his other, you know, life and stuff and everything. And it came out so great.
Yeah, that's what we did. Correct. And he had that great story about Ronald Reagan visiting the set and nobody woke him up from his trailer to come meet the president. And anyway, so that's pretty cool, guys. I appreciated your thoughts and insights into that. We answered the question. Never mind. I might have to edit that part out because I'm all confused. Our next question. Our next question is, what has been your favorite movie episode and favorite series episodes that we've covered? So let's let Chris go first. Are you ready to answer this, Chris?
I think so. You know what? Come around because I'm trying to think of the series. I got my favorite movie.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Steve, I know you've got it written down already.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
Go ahead.
It might have been, without a doubt, the five worst movies of all time. And just to get ready for it, today I was invited to see the christening or the revealing of a new hydrogen car from Honda, new CRV. So I had an hour's drive back and forth to the Honda Tech Center. So what did I listen to? Parts one and two of our worst episode about worst movies of all time. And it's still hilarious.
Yes.
We had so much fun ripping those movies, a new one. It was glorious. And we enjoyed it. I mean, literally, we had so much fun doing it because we didn't have to be nice. We could be honest. And that was really good. And then for TV series, it is our discussion about season two of Strange New Worlds. We had so much to talk about in that particular season that I truly enjoyed our discussion about that. And it also led us to be able to interview Davey Perez, a writer of four episodes, two from season two. And we got his insight into how they made the movie, how they made the TV series that particular season. And it's still, I look back and going, we had truly enjoyable time talking about that series. So yeah, that's it for me.
So the reason I said, hey, was because you took my series answer.
Well, then great minds think alike, Adina.
Although for a similar but different reason.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like the Strange New World season two recap because it forced me to, because through Strange New World season two, I kind of was, especially the first few episodes, I was kind of like, but then when I rewatched all season one and into season two to prepare for that, that's when it all kind of like clicked and came together. And I think in that episode, I talk about how, wait a second, we don't have two 10 episode seasons. We have one 20 episode season. And mm-hmm. in that light, and the fact that my brain, you know, I had that like light bulb moment. I don't get those light bulb moments very often when I watch stuff. So I was, that's my reason for that one.
Very good. And movie.
I don't
What's
know.
Your fate?
So do you want me to go? I got,
come on.
So you go. Too many.
Because as I always tell Dill, like I love watching movies with her. Like if we watch a movie that we like, we always have a lot of fun. But if we watch a movie that we hate, we have even more fun. So I think my favorite, like most iconic, and I think we're at the point now where we can say iconic for us because now we always come back to it. But Moonfall,
like, all right, yes.
One of the best. The fact that now, anytime you watch a movie, we're like, and if we don't like it, especially if we don't like it, we're like, is this worse than Moonfall? The fact that we can compare it to that, I think is great. And now it's in our canon that, oh yeah, what episode did the Moonfall? Like, you can go back and be like, oh yeah, all of that stuff started in that episode. And then for TV series, I'd have to say Picard season 3, just because.
Oh, very good. Yeah,
we were just all like. The Enterprise D reveal, and we're all there mm-hmm. to be able to really just talk about how awesome that was. So yeah, I'd say Moonfall favorite movie, even though I don't recommend it, and Picard season 3, because I love that series.
Can I add one thing, Chris?
Say it.
Toto's Africa haunts me.
I love
every
it.
Time I'm in the car and they play that song, we have a little laugh because of.
What about Weezer's version of Africa?
Oh, you know, I've got to
That comes up in my playlist, and that, as of this past weekend, was my 5.5-year-old's favorite song. I listened to it times in the car.
Okay. Nice. That's cool. Because Africa's on rotation now, heavy rotation. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear it, I'm like, oh, yep. I almost want to like just like take a screenshot and be like, or a screen grab and be like, hey, look, Steve, I'm listening to Africa again.
Brian.
All right. This is the hardest question, if you ask me, that I came up with. Series Andor. Andor.
Yeah, that was
fun. I think that is one of the finest science fiction series in a long time, and mm-hmm. I can't wait for season 2.
Oh, yeah.
That was such a riveting series, season 1, that I just, it was a, I felt like that was a really fun episode. As far as movies go, I'm really torn because we covered Galaxy Quest. Mm, that was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We did some of my favorite. We kind of covered Lord of the Rings, generally speaking. Loved that. But I also loved our early first season discussion of Forbidden Planet.
Yeah, that was
wonderful.
And so those are kind of at the top of my list as far as films we've talked about and series. Although I got to say, guys, special mention again, Jamie Anderson, fantastic interview talking about his dad's legacy. Mm-hmm. And my kids still ask to watch that Thunderbird show, the original one, mm-hmm. every now and then on Saturday morning. So
I remember, Adina, you saying to him, the kids want to watch the puppet show. And Jamie is our most long distance interviewee. We had to coordinate on a Saturday.
That's right.
Between three mm-hmm. major time zones
mm-hmm.
to be able to do it. And to be able to talk to the son of one of my personal heroes, Jerry Anderson, and get his insight. That was, I appreciate
really fun.
What you said
really
there,
fun episode.
Very good.
So now to just make it even harder, what is your favorite in-between season content we've done? Because we love doing something a little bit different for our in-between season. Oftentimes it's usually ends up being just a couple weeks. We might shoot some shorter things that we can maybe post a couple times each week. But what is your favorite that we've done? And let's let Adina go first. And if you don't say what I think you're going to say, shame on you.
Well, there's a tie. And I'll explain the tie. Of course, I loved when we had my son Frank on.
Okay.
What is Frank think?
Yeah, the tie, although, with that is what we did our last season when we wrote our stories, our flash fiction stories. Mm-hmm. The fact that that now has turned into what I write, I'm continuing that storyline or that character in mm-hmm. my newsletter every other week. And so I think I have a theme of my favorites tend to be the things that then, like, there's follow up from it. It wasn't just right. a one thing right. and done. It turned into something else, you know?
Yeah. And I'm going to go next too, because I think for me it was last season's with the writing, because that mm-hmm. really sparked me writing an original sci-fi story, Planet Zero. And it just really kind of lit the fire for me. Like, hey, okay, that was an incredible exercise for one thing, to write 1,000 words or less with four things we all had to include in our story somehow. It really helped me think about writing in a different way and sparked a couple things too out of that. So it's progressed me in my writing. I'd already written a book, but to think about short story and what that could be was just fascinating. And, you know, Frank was pretty cool too. Darn mm-hmm. his long curly hair though.
Well, his hair is much, yeah. he's like, hair is like 6 inches longer than it was when we recorded
wow.
that.
Wow. And he's probably like 8 inches taller too from when we recorded that.
8 inches, but definitely a little bit taller. Yes.
Okay.
But yeah, so for me, hands down, that was a favorite. The trivia was fun too. I think that was that our first one. I think we
that
did.
Might have been our between. First one. Yeah.
No, Frank was first. Was Frank first?
I think trivia was first.
So Adina's looking it up right now. First was we did just some short something. Frank was in between season 2 and 3, and then trivia was in between, games were in between season 3 and 4 leading up to Trek Long Island. Now, okay. our first in between season content, I think, was just some short, we posed questions to each other and just had short answers.
Right.
Can I remember mm-hmm. that?
Okay. I'm going to have to go back and yeah. do not remember that.
Memories.
It's been a long 2 years. Yeah. yeah.
It's been a what? No, it's been. I mean, okay. you know,
it's great, but we've done a lot in 2 years, is what I
yeah,
meant.
Yeah.
We've done a lot. Yes, we packed a lot in. That's what I meant.
What about you, Chris?
Well, first, I was going to say, because you said it's been a long.
It's been a long time getting
that's all
from
I wanted.
There to here.
Thank you. That's why I love
what are
you guys
a bass
so much.
All of a sudden? Steve's all of a sudden a bass singer. He's been a baritone this whole time, and now he's a bass singer.
I can do Elvis if you want. Go ahead. Ooh.
Ring of Fire. No, that's not Elvis. That's Johnny Cash. Ring of Fire.
Elvis is Johnny Cash.
yeah. They seem to have the same flavor. There's something about the two of them. But I'll say.
Oh, Chris, you just cracked me up, man.
I'm glad. So, yeah, I was having the same thing as Adina, because both the creative writing and talking to Frank were like, it's such a tie. I think the creative writing only because, one, it was a really fun exercise to flex my writing muscles, and it like really yeah. forces you to try and be concise while still telling hopefully a complete story. And then similar to Adina, it's not that like anything happened after that story that I'm going to continue, but I was thinking about the next one, like shortly after we wrote, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do for the next one? Now that inspired an idea that I think I'm very happy with, that I'm going to try and flesh out in our next short story assignment, but also in my film school class where we have to write a pilot episode to a TV show. So I'm looking forward to that, but it was a lot of fun.
Cool. Steve, have you answered?
Not yet.
Okay.
And I'm going to say, without a doubt, as you've all said, it's our short story episode of writing a 1,000-word mm-hmm. short story based on 4 extremely random words or phrases. And it got me to write, I think, from my feel, the best thing I ever wrote. And it also got me a chance to create 2 new friends, Ed Jones and his beloved truck, El Diablo. And I just remember when we were all done and I read it, and Chris and Brian, you both said, I want to know more about these guys.
Yeah, I need to know
that's
the backstory.
Not enough.
I need more, yeah.
And so it forced me, it got me to write triple the length and the background story of who they are, which whenever you guys have a chance to read it, let me know what you think. But it got me they became very special friends. And wherever I went, I would see Ed Jones, like we were in Hawaii and there was a guy prospecting and there was Ed Jones looking for that. And if I see an old dump truck, ah, there goes El Diablo. They are, you gave me a chance to write something that was really special, and it was a great, and I look forward to our next endeavor in this as well.
I'm sorry. I have to say, just because I'm thinking about like how Steve is like, oh, this guy reminded me of Ed Jones, this guy that you met. And this is a separate story that's not sci-fi. It's more crime related, but I want to include a character based on Steve's, I can't even say it, Steve Schwartz from New York, Mr. Schwartz from New York.
And every time I think about it, you still...
And every time I think about it, I burst out laughing. Mr.
Schwartz
like
from New York. Yeah,
and I'm hoping to have him become a reoccurring character in this crime story that I want to write eventually. But I love it. I had to bring that up.
Thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah, great, great stories all around. That was fun. Yeah. To post those, and we got some good reaction too from those stories too. Good listener interaction on those. So our next question in this one is kind of more ominous and philosophical in a way, or in theory, because this is a what if question. If you could interview anyone at all in the world of science fiction for season 6 and beyond, so it may not be season, it could be season 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, who would it be? And it's okay to have more than one answer.
Oh, okay. It opens up quite a bit.
Then you want to go first, Chris?
Well, I'm still thinking because I've got a few people.
So I want to interview everybody. I want to talk to everybody. It's just been, even people that I don't necessarily know I want to talk to, I feel like we get great conversations with anyone. So I want to talk to everybody. You know, I want to talk to some of the main actors. I also want to talk to people who were like in one episode again, or who were behind the scenes doing writer, you know. But so I think my official answer to the question, then I'm going to, because you said, if you could do anybody, who would you do? And I think I want to say that I would have loved to talk to Leonard Nimoy. I would have loved to talk to DeForest Kelly. Yeah. So people who I can't possibly talk to. So I can't give anything away about who we may even be courting right now. Trying to get on the show. So that's my answer. Folks like D. Kelly and Leonard Nimoy.
Okay.
Steve, how about you, sir?
First off, I will say that we are going to be interviewing someone next season that Adina's lined up. I'm not going to say who. But I am looking forward to interviewing that person. So one's already been checked off the list. That's a reality. But who I'd really love to interview? Mark Hamill.
That would be so much fun.
He was there at the beginning of Star Wars. He has a true joy about himself.
He does.
He's a funny guy. And I think he would have the most fun chatting with the Big Sci-Fi Podcast.
Okay. So if anyone out there is listening and has any in with Mark Hamill, please send him our way.
Yes. We would love to. He would be just, again, very hard. But we've been so lucky because Star Trek people are so attainable and accessible. But Star Wars always seems to be like the difficult one. But he would be the king. He would be the king. So, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, so I have a couple. One, probably very obvious. The second one, very different. So the first one, Robert Picardo for me, as I'm obsessed with the Doctor. I love him to death. And Robert Picardo just seems like he's like a genuinely fun guy to be around. And he seems like I think most of the actors have come around to appreciating the fandom, but I felt like Robert Picardo has always appreciated it. So Robert Picardo for one. And then someone I'm thinking about very recently, but I'm like, he would be a lot of fun. There's a gentleman named Gary Whitta. And I know Gary Whitta because he's on the show called Kind of Funny, which I listen to all the time. But his big claim to fame, well, actually it's two claims to fame. One, he wrote the screenplay for The Book of Eli. But for us specifically, he wrote the screenplay for Rogue One.
Really?
So it's just like he's the best. Like to me, he would be so cool because one, he wrote a Star Wars movie, which is incredible. He writes for Hollywood movies from time to time. but yet he primarily podcasts. He's a game journalist. He has an Xbox show that he does with the Kind of Funny crew. And it's like, to me, that's what I would aspire to do, is like have some Hollywood ties, maybe do a film, write for a film, and then be able to podcast all day. So he just seems like someone that'd be really fun. And he's very British in that his humor, if you don't understand it, will think he's being rude, but it's all just part of the way he jokes around. So he'd be fun. And I think he's more obtainable because he does podcasts all the time anyways.
And he is a Star Wars person. And so that would be perfect. That would bring someone who wrote, I think we, a lot of us agree, the best Star Wars movie of all time.
Amen.
Yeah. I think it's up. I don't think it's the best ever, but I mean, it's pretty cool. Like I loved it. So yeah, he'd be a lot of fun.
I'll have to edit that last statement out of this episode, Chris. I'm just kidding.
I'm outraged. I am shocked and dismayed. What do people say when they're upset? I'm dismayed.
Dismayed. Yes.
Okay.
I'm kidding. We've already had that conversation. We're all good. Yeah. Adina, did you go? You did.
Yeah.
Go?
Yep.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
It is your turn. Yes.
Oh, little old me.
The hostess with the mostess.
I got, you guys might be surprised by my first answer here, but I would just think it was fantastic if we could interview Nana Visitor.
Yes.
She is so amazing. Her character was ahead of its time for television, way ahead of its, and doesn't get nearly enough credit for how strong they made her and how they developed her character. And it was just ahead of its time on television, folks. If you're a Star Trek fan and you're still one of those few people that don't want to watch Deep Space Nine because you think it was crap from the first season, you're missing out on one of the most amazing experiences of one of the best series. Many people are coming around to say it's the best. And so go back, watch it. And in particular, let your daughters watch it with you if you're a parent, and watch Keira Nerys and her development in Nana Visitor's portrayal. Just fantastic. And she's just an inspirational gal too. She just really,
and I have to say that whole show for women characters, I mean, Terry Farrell's, you know, Dax, you've got a scientist, not like a possible, but like a real scientist portrayed by a female too. It was, again, yes, that show was amazing for those reasons.
Well, and I could say that today in Korea, or yesterday now in Korea, was opening day for baseball. So last night I had my wife, Elaine, and I, we watched Take Me Out to the Holodeck in honor of the start of baseball season. Nice. And that episode has so much heart. It's really just one of those special ones.
Oh, great. Sorry, did you say in Korea? What did you say?
Yeah, the Dodgers are playing the Padres, the San Diego Padres, in Korea, in South Korea, opening day of baseball.
Wow, that's mind blowing to me.
Trying to make baseball even more international. So
that's pretty cool. But yes, Holosuite episode, fantastic.
Really good. And I've got two special mentions. Three, I'm sorry. Isaac Asimov.
Oh yeah.
And Arthur C. Clarke. I would love to, those two guys. Okay. Thanks, Adina, for diminishing the import of my
choices. There.
Appreciate that.
No. Meaning, like, I'm just having excellent.
Of course, we all would have chosen them. I get it. Real original.
Yes. Asimov would have fit in perfectly with us because he has a great sense of humor. So,
My other real one, guys, I think Katie Sackhoff would be fantastic to interview.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, she's just been all over the place in sci-fi and other stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it's Katie, if you're listening,
please check us out.
Have your people reach out to ours. Okay, so guys, last but not least, what are you looking forward to in season 6 of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast? And this could be anything. This isn't just around who our guests might be, but what are you looking forward to? Do you have any dreams, any hopes for season 6 of the Big Sci-Fi Podcast?
Any hopes?
In the middle of season 6 is when we're all going to be at Trek Long Island. So, of course, I am looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing you guys again in person and doing all that. And I guess my other thing, you know, we talked a little bit about this maybe two seasons ago, but we haven't implemented the plan yet. But I want to do assignment Doctor Who. I'm kind of looking forward to
it. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Just thinking about that last night.
If I'm going to make us all watch something like more, you know, like bigger, not just like one movie or whatever, I really, really think, and I want to get us all on board, maybe for season six, all should watch For All Mankind.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Mm.
We're
about Apple TV
two-thirds. Then. Yeah, we're about two-thirds of the way through it. Totally worth it. It is amazing.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to those possibilities with you guys.
Yes.
And Trekkle Island.
All right.
As my father would always say, there's always possibilities. Whoever saw that,
was Spock?
I don't know. No. Was Spock was who said?
It's Kirk that says it, right?
I always like to think
he says that Spock said it, but I think
possibilities. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, Chris. Man.
So who goes next?
You do. I'll go next because I'm gonna do the ending, so I'll let you guys talk for a little while after I talk here.
All right.
I am super psyched about Trek Long Island. It's going to be fantastic. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I believe, guys, we're going to get more guests, future guests from our time at Trek Long Island. Maybe even some surprises. We're going to develop new friendships and connections. And honestly, that's what I'm looking forward to is who are we going to meet next? Who's going to call us next? Because we are getting a few folks starting to email us saying, hey, we love the podcast. Would love to come on. Mm-hmm. And what those connections mean for our future. Because we meet one friend, introduces us to another friend or says, hey, I was on the Big Sci-Fi. You should check it out. They're great. You know, don't hesitate if they call. I'm just really interested in the mystery of who we're going to meet, who's going to connect with us, and we're going to connect with them, and how that connection is going to be felt by our listeners too. Because that's really what I'm so proud of this podcast for, guys. Our listeners feel like they're a part of it, like they're connected with us and our guests. And so that's what I'm excited about.
Chris, you want to go next?
Yeah. So similar vein in terms of I'm really excited about our, like, just to see who we meet, the connections. I'm looking forward to Trek Long Island. I think that's going to be amazing as usual. And then I'm also in the very short term, I'm looking forward to us talking about Discovery Season 5 because what I've heard about from like IGN specifically, who I trust the guys that review all the Star Trek stuff, Scott Kalora there. And I usually see eye to eye on Trek with him. And he gave the first 5 episodes an 8. So I'm like, it seems like this is a good possibility that they will land, they'll stick the landing, and they will finally make Discovery, like, allow it to meet its full potential. So I'm really hoping that, I'm looking forward to reviewing it. I'm really hoping that we're like, you know what? They nailed it. They finally did it with Discovery.
I hope so. Fingers crossed. Steve.
All right. Oh my. To quote George Takei.
Yeah.
The next great interviewee that we're going to do.
That'd be so cool.
But since we are the Big Sci-Fi Podcast, we are not pigeonholed into one series, one genre, or one style of science fiction. We have over, believe it or not, kids, 120 years of science fiction movies to talk about, from George Millais' 1902 film, A Trip to the Moon, to something we just recently did, Spaceman from 2024, and everything in between. And then for TV, we have from 1949, we can talk about Captain Video and his Video Rangers, or right up to Strange New Worlds. We have over 70 years of TV series to talk about. So kids, and I can call you kids, we will never run out of topics to talk about. And I look forward to meeting up with you again for Trek Long Island. I do look forward to that for next season. And again, every Wednesday of recording with you folks. And to paraphrase our beloved Spock, you have been and always shall be my friends.
Aw.
Don't. I feel like I'm going to tear up.
Love you guys. Funny. Steve is tearing up. Man.
I'm sorry.
That's awesome, brother.
You guys
that's
are
awesome.
My friends. Thank you.
Can I say something? Hopefully, to like, because now I'm going to start tearing up. But back to George Takei for a second, because Dill has been rewatching Big Bang Theory.
Ooh, and really?
I love that when he did a cameo as himself, he was in the Search for Spock like clothing, which I thought whoever was in charge of that was great, because it's like, we're not going to make him wear the iconic uniform. We're going to do a deep cut of his like super cool leather jacket, his casual, I'm out in San Francisco right now. Fantastic. That's all.
And they left him with the tab.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, where that expression, oh my, came from in that episode.
Well, kids, there you have it. The 100th episode is now drawing to a close. We can hardly believe that over 2 years ago, this ragtag group of sci-fi lovers would form a band we call the Big Sci-Fi Podcast. What a journey it's been. We've all been surprised by the twists and turns, the opportunities we've had to talk to some of the most fascinating people on the planet, and to talk about the wide world of science fiction. We hope that you have been entertained and engaged in learning about this incredible genre of literature, film, and television. We are having all the fun in the world making these episodes and plan on continuing to do so until we run out of material, which will be like never.
Never.
I told you. I told you.
Thank you, Steve, for reminding. And we hope you plan on continuing to trek with us into the next season and beyond. Stay tuned for some great in-between season content and the debut episode of season 6 in April. Don't forget to sign up for Trek Long Island, which runs May 31st through June 2nd. They've got a great lineup of Trek guests, vendors, and podcasts, including the Trek Geek Sci-Fi Sisters, Matthew Kaplowitz from Trek Untold, Uncle Jim from Trek Talking.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's fun.
And more. So we say to you guys, our listeners, our loyal listeners, we love you. We thank you. To my fellow co-hosts, I love you guys. This is an honor and a privilege to do this every week with you, my good friends. Until next season, stay cool and watch more sci-fi.